Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thanks for joining. You are in the Care to Read Room. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you and thank you for joining us on this evening.
You
I can get up front, personal, and comfortable with you. Welcome, everyone, and Habari Ghani to my new friends, and I say what's up to those new friends. Thank you for following the leader. I like to thank those Twitter followers. I like to also thank those Facebook followers, if I can ever get on there. I've been seen to be blocked off there. I got to find out what's going on with my Facebook. But I do want to thank every one of you for following the leader and being a part of the Care to Reach show. That's right, you're in the Care to Reach show if you didn't happen to know where you are. This segment of our feature show is a brand new segment. We're starting on a brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen. We started a little bit earlier. However, we've been off for a couple of days. But our brand new segment is talking about, you guessed it, it's a self-help topic. And we're talking about Welcome to the School of Remedies. That's what's up on there now. However, we've actually transitioned into some new things, and we're talking about what it's like to do rearrangement and repositioning our debts. We're also talking about what's the difference between bankruptcy, Chapter 13, and a Chapter 7. We're talking about reorganizing our debt and getting out of debt. And we're going to also add to that some new things, ladies and gentlemen. We know that our communities are really tore up from the flow up, and I'm just going to put it down to you just thug-like, because that's what's going on. You know, if you get over 1 million jobs that come into the black community, and if only 2 to 20 people can apply who meet the criteria, then there's something wrong with that picture. If you have millions of jobs coming into the community, but your stipulation and criteria are so high that none of the people can meet the criteria, then something wrong with the law. We're going to be taking a look at the penal institution and the court system. Is it necessary and is it time for us to confront the court system when over 50% of melanated people are incarcerated? One would think, are they getting a fair deal or a fair shake at the court system, or is it becoming a money-making entity? And why is everybody so silent about it? And are we just allowing the judges to go in there who are not sworn in? This is something I found out today through Valentine, and on his show for Truth Fighters, he talked about, and a gentleman on the show came on and indicated that a large percentage of the judges are not sworn in. They're not even qualified to hear certain cases. Now, shouldn't we be looking into what are the criteria to be a judge, and do our people that we vote into the system meet the criteria? How is it that you can have your grandmother or someone who never went to college that is in the seat of a judge? Wouldn't it be how amazing, so amazing, that we never thought to ask the question, what are the criteria and do you meet the criteria? So many of our young people, over 1,300 young people a day, it was listed on Warren Valentine's show, that were being incarcerated and placed in jail per day. Now, and this is over the the top, ladies and gentlemen. If our black children are going into the penal institution, getting their first charge and not giving a 1, 2, 3 strikes, then guess what? They're no longer eligible for those jobs. If you keep us penniless and poor and incarcerated, we will never be able to rise to the level of the occasion. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get right into our topic in just a minute because some folks are mad about this whole thing. I don't want to get up about that. Hold on.
I'm mad at the way she loves me, and I'm mad at the way she cares. I'm mad at the way she touched me, at the way that she combed my hair. I'd be lying if I said I didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't care. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love her. I'm still here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Get in position for prayer. We're going over to the talking cure. This is where we work out our situation and our problems. And because we're going to the throne of grace, we are going to petition our ancestors to intervene on our behalf because they do know the way to heaven. That is the only reason we call on the ancestors, because they can get a prayer through. They can get the ear of the king. They know the way to heaven. And right now, because of our penal institution and our court system, we are going to have to think and rethink this madness, because if anyone thinks that they're going to incarcerate and lock half of our people away by placing them back into slavery that way, they got another thing coming. The ancestors are not going to tolerate it any longer. The ancestors won't permit it any longer. Their kind are still traveling through the Miasa, traveling through the Middle Passage, and the war has ended, and slavery has ended. And until we put our foots down and say we're flat-footed, not going to have it, it will persist. Now, what is happening to our lawyers that are going in who are supposed to bring justice? Are they trying the cases? Are they cross-examining the candidates? If not, then they must be bargaining, and there must be many deals being made in the courtroom. And if so, how can you get an adjudicator in the courtroom who works for the state, a DA working for the state, representing the state, to represent you? It's a conflict of interest, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to rethink this madness. Is this a method for work relief? Is this a method to create low wages for people working and creating the only opportunity for young people to come out of college and go straight to the penal institution? We've got to rethink this madness. And are our judges qualified? And if not, then we ought to be going to the courthouse demanding that we see paperwork, that every judge is sworn in and has ample amount of training to try any case. Otherwise, we are offering our children up to the slaughter. And right now, Warren Valentine is darn mad about it. And he's got a lot of people behind him to discuss this thing. I am supporting him, too, because I do know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, all the lawyers that I know, they are making money. But are they winning cases? Are they cross-examining? Are they finding the witness? Are they providing an expert witness testimony? And is hearsay inadmissible in a court of law? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your black hat on. We're going to the black codes, because I think the black codes are still in effect, ladies and gentlemen, and we have not put them on the shelf and closed them off into the file cabinet. We are still using those black laws. The black laws, one, for example, and here's one in particular. If you're caught on the first of the month loitering around without a job, you can be fined and ticketed and then incarcerated and placed back into slavery. Now, you do know the slavery has been emancipated and proclamated, and there's no way that slavery should still be existing, except crime. Now, that means that you're always going to be a slave because we're going to find some reason to convict you of a crime so you will be placed back into slavery. You have no authority to redeem yourself, and at this particular point, we have full custody over you. Now, what are we going to do about it as professionals who are upright citizens? What are we going to say about governing our own people? We want sovereignty to govern our own people so that we can make sure everyone gets a fair deal and that everyone that is melanite enriched is not always convicted, is not always wrong. Now, how is it that you see so many people going to see probation officers of all different colors, but the majority of the Europeans are working who are on probation? How is it that they have a job if they have felonies behind them and they're employable? How is it that their records are expunged and cleared so that they can go to work after they've paid their debt to society? And why are so many black young men who paid their debt to society, who cannot get a record expunged, who cannot get a job? And when all those millions of jobs come into the community, Obama, it's a ricochet effect. You bring the jobs there, but you don't have qualified candidates because they've already been convicted and they've already been tried. And even if they're not guilty, you're going to plea bargain. For the first time, they're going to plea bargain with you and tell you that this won't go on your record. We will allow you to go and be on probation, which costs over $2,000 most of the time for the probation fees. And if you go through this probation successfully, then fine, we will adjudicate the case and basically bring it down to a misdemeanor. How many times have you gone back to the record and find that it's not a misdemeanor, that it's a felony, and you can't go back to court again? How many times have you found that once you paid your debt to society for a crime, you come back into the community, you are warped, you are tainted. You cannot go to work, you cannot start your life again. It is not right. Something has to be done about it, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to call on the ancestors right now. And we're going to ask them, if they know the way to heaven, then take us to heaven, because we definitely need to have an appointment with the higher head. Something has to be done. Law and order is not being distributed properly. And the ancestors and Mother Earth will start taking revenge when things are not done right. We have to be fair. And Caucasian, I hope you understand. This is no indictment of you, but if you go into the prison system and see most of the melanated people that are there, every black person can't be completely wrong. We have to use good judgment and have good judges who are trained. If they're not trained, then let them step down. All the schooling that most of us have put in to go to school, when they tell us we need more and more and more and more schooling, we need wisdom. We need to couple that with good common sense. When we find young people going into the courtroom and you take them right from the institutions and colleges and you incarcerate them and you don't really rehabilitate them, then you're doing them a disservice when they come back to the community. They're not fit to work because you set the criteria. Now you're going to be punished again. You will never work again. You will never be able to make income. So you create criminals out of them because they go back into the system because they have to go underground in order to work to make a living. Let us call on the ancestors. Get in the position of prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hard times. Hard times. But we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around because the only way you get things to change, you must go in the spirit. And you must see yourself making a change. Now let's go into the spirit. We're not going to pour libation today. We're going to go into the spirit. As we go into the spirit, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see the situation changing. As I told you, there'll be no need for security in the new system when we make that transition. There'll be no need for guards. There'll be no need to have the militia because our people, I've already seen it in the spirit, are going to govern themselves accordingly. They will not have to be watched over, and they will not have to be secured, because in the new system, all of the corruption is going to have to stop. And most of the corruption is in the penal institution, and most of the rehabilitation is not there. So in the spirit, as we look, we ask the ancestors as they travel through the middle passage to make the way plain and clear and show us the way to heaven so we may get a prayer through. As we ask God to step into the situation, as we ask God to come into the urban cities and to the communities, as we ask God to go into those prisons and those doorways and open those chains and unlock those keys and go into the courthouses. And any man that is not, or woman that is not certified and does not have the proper paperwork and has never been sworn in, that you denounce them, that you remove them from those positions. Right now, henceforth and forevermore be true. Because right now, our children and our babies' lives are on the line. Right now, these lawyers are going to have to understand we will not tolerate any more of playing both sides of the courtroom. We will not tolerate giving you thousands of dollars when you can't adjudicate a case. We will not tolerate it. And let it be known that we will offer pro se for ourselves and argue our cases, because those rights have been put into the course of laws for us to exercise. Allow us to exercise them now, ancestors. Open up the way. Make it plain and clear so that no more henceforward will this nonsense be carried out. 1,300 young black boys being placed in penal institutions on a daily basis. This is outrageous. We should be upset and mad about it. We should also not just get mad, but we must find a plan. We must put together a plan so that our young people will steer away from these things. And if they're caught up in a system, in a web where they can't get out, we must ask the ancestors to speak to them and give them wisdom. As we call on the ancestors from the lagoon, as we call on the ancestors from the middle passage, come quickly, ancestors, come from the middle passage and come from the lagoon. Because right now, we must reconnect the family, and we must reconnect the family, and we need your insight, ancestors. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance. And most of all, we need your rulership. Right now, men have become persuaded through their ignorance that they're rightfully ruling and they're not rightfully ruling. Mother Nature, we ask that you will step in and set a situation right. In the mighty name, we ask that you will turn it around and correct it. We count it all done, and we count it completed, and we see it in the spirit that young men are walking free. Young men are walking away from institutions called prison. Young men are not having to go into these incarcerated prisons. Young men and women are walking away and staying in school. We see it in the spirit. We see young men and women going and getting their first job. And Obama, you have released these jobs. Now watch over these jobs to make sure that when they come in our community, that our black people are getting a fair chance to go in and interview. We see it in the spirit now, Lord. We see them coming back into the community, rehabilitated, and we see no need anymore for security. Father, you will watch over your word to perfect it. You have put the spirit in us. Now let each one of us carry ourselves as a puny human being so that we no longer be pleading to these corrupted courtrooms about getting our freedom. You will give us our freedom. How is it that another man can stand over us, Father, and allow them to falsify information and allow them to incriminate? It will no longer be set forth. Women, if you are there in the atmosphere, speak with me now, because it's our turn to rule. We must set the present straight, and we must go forward and denounce a thing and decree a thing. Anything that will be decreed in the spirit will come forward in the natural. I decree that no more imprisonment will be placed falsely. No more courtrooms will be able to handcuff our young people in falsehood. No more of false judges walking in, not sworn in. No more of this nonsense. I decree it, and I see it in the spirit, and we'll walk it out in the natural. So be it. So let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be darn mad about the verdict that Warren Valentine has been giving us with all the documentation going on. We have statistics now to show this. So we need to engage in dialogue. We need to engage in higher level critical thinking. And we need to go in and offer up the devil a plan. You remember there's 400 plus one on the right side and 400 on the left side, meaning we got somebody we have to appease. If we have to go in and appease them to say, let my people go, we will rule them ourselves, give them what they want, and let us go free. The only way we can go free is we must give up something. And I know that that means that you might have to give up your citizenship. But how long, Lord? How long can we continue to see this nonsense going on? No one has stopped to calculate it. I want to admonish Warren Valentine for a job well done to bring this information to the forefront. And I'm really concerned about it. If it's not damaging of the finances and taking away jobs, now it's damaging the character. So that young people must understand, slap on the hand is not what you need. Character building is what you need. You must understand that once you get into the grip of the devil, you can't get out. But we've found a way to release you from this. Your good character and good conduct will win you the right to walk away from slavery. This is a new high-tech lynching. Slavery will never be known the way that it was done before because technically it was a moneymaker then and it's a moneymaker now. But it's a high-tech lynching. You don't have to see strange fruit hanging on the vine to know that someone's been lynched. And the high-tech lynching is taking place right before our eyes. And Caucasian, don't be angry with what I'm saying. It's time somebody spoke out and said something. Don't even try to come after me. Don't even try to penetrate. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. And God is sending me out there to tell you. He's offering up a warning to you. It's time to step away from that type of lifestyle and to assist us and aid us. We are your mothers and fathers. It's time that you correct this thing. You cannot get rich off the backs of black people. You cannot prosper after the backs of black people. You must utilize us as your mother and father. We're the ones that will know the way to heaven. We're the ones that can open up the door and change things for the whole earth. You do not want to become cross with us. You do not want a war with us. You do not want a war with the women because women have known war all their life, and you have not seen a group of black women go to war yet. Because if they do, they will overturn everything. We are pleading with you to stop this nonsense. Step away from this nonsense. Stop plotting and scheming and stop going to bed at night wondering how can you overturn situations that will frown upon the black race. Give us a chance to rise to the level of occasion. There's goodness in us, goodness and glory, and we can show you the way to get out of this mess that we're in here in the United States. It's in us. It's always been us, in us. To incarcerate us is to incarcerate Jesus, because in the faces of those black men is the face of Jesus. Jesus is now here and present. We're not waiting for the sweet by and the pie and for opening. He's here. So we are now looking at a new millennium. We're going into a new gestation. And it's time for us to turn things around. Warren Valentine and a group of other constituents have been looking at the damaging effect on black communities. I am so overwhelmed about it that I had to take 2 days off just to think about what has been going on. To take money and use it as a reason to falsify information and to use it as a reason to govern people. Isn't it enough that we have paid dues to our ancestors? Isn't it enough that they have worn and went through slavery? Isn't it enough to say that we have paid more dues and more people have gotten rich off our backs? Slavery was a prosperous thing, and people prospered from it. Isn't it enough that our forefathers, our ancestors are angry because a large portion of them died and laid down their life so that others could be rich? Now their offsprings are going through the same thing. No, enough is enough. It is over. We have to make a change so that you can live too. We have to make a change. So this nonsense is over. Now, when I say it's over, we can't have a black man in the White House and this be going on. We cannot. And Obama's just one man. But if enough black women get behind him, he is powerful. And these black women are gathering together and gathering momentum. And we will come up and support Obama, and Obama will support us in this effect. We are the mothers, and we know when our children are crying out. We hear it in our sleep. We hear it in our dream. But we know when our children are falsely incarcerated. We know when false charges have been put on them. Even if they're not our children born from our loins, they come from our community. No more will our children be taken up out of our community and taken away from us. Every court case, some group of people need to go into those court cases and hear what's going on in the courtroom. And if you don't have a lawyer to represent yourself in pro se, you have just as much of a chance of winning if you represent yourself. Start studying law. Get the law books out and start studying. Start cross-referencing the word, getting an understanding, because you're going to need it in these end times. Because you don't have the money to give a lawyer to get you a deal. You have to go in there with the understanding that the ancestors will stand with you, and they will help you prevail. But it's very important that the system can no longer trick us. This has been a system of trickery. I will give you an attorney and make you think you're being represented, but you're also being tried by the DA's representative. So actually, he's working both sides of the deal. You have to know this, young people. You have to understand that this court system has been whacked out for a long time, and us educated people have not seen it, and we have not pointed it out or said a thing. So we're just as guilty for not bringing it to the forefront. But it's there now. It's there, it's out and alive, and it's open. Something has got to be done, and some changes have got to be made. Black women are in the rulership now, and I wanted to tell you, through the Mayan calendar, the spiritual feminine nature is being ushered in. That means women are ready to rule now. Women are getting in position to rule, and they're going to decree things. And just as I have decreed, the court system will be revamped and it will be re-looked at. I'm decreeing this right now, that Obama will see the need for women to support his work, and he will back the situation about the court arena. Because until we get that straightened out, most of our African Americans will be unemployed, and they will be underemployed and not employable. It can't continue to happen, people. It must stop. And that is something that the Spirit wants the world to know, that Mother Nature will begin to take revenge, and Mother Nature will show up in these courtrooms. So we have to take a look at what are we doing. We have to rethink our madness. And how is it that if you take away the lives of young black people, how will they prosper? If you're looking to kill off Jesus, you can't kill him, because he's in the eyes of every black child. And he will spring up in every black child. There's no way to kill him off. Just like when Joseph and they tried to kill Joseph off, just like when they went through the town and they had to put hyssop and blood over the door for protection. Black folks, you might have to do the same thing, because they're coming after your firstborn, and you have to protect your child. You have to start praying for your child now. Pray without ceasing, mothers, because prayer will change things. The prayers of a righteous man or woman will prevail much. That's why the prayers had to go forth today. That's why the meditation had to go forth, because we can no longer allow our finest youth to go away from us and be taken out of the midst of us. I decree not one of mine will be taken. I decree it. And whatever I decree will be finalized. It is written. I decree it. Now, when the word is given to you women, you got to speak it, and you got to anoint it, and you got to decree a thing. Whatever you decree will come to pass. You have to understand that this system is gone, it's over with, it's out the door. We're bringing in a new feminine system, and the feminine system has love, has understanding, has peace, and we're bringing in righteousness, truth, justice, righteousness, reciprocity. We're bringing in all of the seven attributes of Kwanzaa. So right now, we're making it known that Mother Nature has also brought in the comedic spirit as well. The things that have been done wrong will have to our senses and understand that you can no longer decree and work in a case and work the case for wrong because Mother Nature will no longer let you do it. You're going to hear about cases in the courtroom being turned around and overturned. You're going to hear about false things coming to light because now is a time for all things to be visualized. Nothing that can be visualized will be hidden. The unknown will be prevailed and it will be presented. Nothing will be hidden in the courtroom from henceforth, says the Spirit, because this has overturned and has overwhelmed Mother Nature. This has affected mothers in the womb because they worry about other folks' children, and we're tired of worrying about other folks' children and mortgaging up our houses to get our children out and going to bat for our children because some selfish person wants to use it as money and use the sweat off of other people's back. We are not slave horses, and we are not mules, but we will get our 40 acres and a mule eventually in a sweet by and by. But this thing called imprisonment, this thing called housing and warehousing, our people has got to stop. Warren Valentine is working on a situation now, and they're looking at what needs to be done immediately in the black community. Let me calm down. Because I was awfully upset when I heard 1,300 black men and women being carted out of our communities on a daily basis. This is unheard of, but we have got to look at what are the problems in our black community. What needs to be done immediately? We know economic is a big thing. We know the penal institution and the court system is the number one thing. Because if they are prevented from getting jobs, and if they're convicted, we know that they can't work. And a large percentage of them will never be able to work a normal job because expungement is not working. It has to work. We have got to start pushing for expungement. We've got to start getting some cases off the book. And we've got to start deputizing ourselves in pro se. As a paralegal, I am not a member of the bar. I'm a petitioner of bankruptcy. That is my specialty. And we've got to get an economic status, and we've got to understand how do we develop economic status and clear our records and reorganize our credit. How do we do that? How do we become more marketable so we can circulate our dollars in our community? We're going to learn how to do all those things this semester, and I hope you got your dancing shoes on. I hope you got all of your work with you because we got work cut out for us, and I hope you're not mad about it because we're not going to get mad. We're going to get even about it, and the way we get even is we educate ourselves and we become better and more better, like Spike Lee says. And you know what? Some of you ought to be ashamed of yourself, the way you're conducting yourself. Mother Nature is crying out to you to repent. Mother Nature is asking you to turn things around. Stop tricking your mothers and fathers. We are the mothers and fathers, and you reside under us. We have brought everyone into this system, and the women who are God. Stand up, women. Stand up now, and let everyone see you. You are God. I want you to know that. And your very womb is crying out for these victims. The mother's wounds are crying out. But I want to say that every mother that is present here and representing their race today must get their children in order, and you must cry loud and spare not and talk about these things because they must be addressed. And those who are doing their deeds in the courtroom falsely, woe unto you, because God has not called you in to do his work in that manner. And if you're not going to do it right, you must step down. You're going to hear about great judges stepping down, we think, and those who are not sworn in stepping down. You're going to hear this because the Spirit is getting ready to do a job. And if you don't believe me, listen for the news and watch and see, because this cannot continue to go on. And all of you ought to be standing up, women, now, because our spiritual spirit is going to usher in a new thing. We're going to do a new thing in the community, because what we say is going to come to pass, because God has positioned us to function as gods in the community. We're going to turn things around, and injustice to one is injustice to all. to white as well. You cannot incarcerate and have the larger percentage of your prisons filled with black people. You cannot do this. It has to stop. And I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you as you go in the courtrooms tomorrow. Make a change. Make a change and let the Spirit lead you and guide you to do the right thing. Because it's our time now. It's our time now for the women to rule.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me, I'll be the man.
I know I've had to talk very strong today,